Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, everyone. Are we ready?
Yeah.
News of the day or not.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
I know I don't get a story here, but I would like to start today. We wrapped up our King Supers bag drops.
Yeah.
And we had a kiddo come up to us and say that singing the song was their favorite part of the show. The mom actually said it.
Yeah, he didn't want to sing it.
He was a little shy.
What was his name?
To all the haters who text us and go, "Drop the song, losers." There's a fan of the song and we're not dropping it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
So, very cute little boy.
He was.
We gave kind of a live rendition. And then we were told to keep it down.
Yeah, I think maybe we
King
should
Supers
practice
almost
it.
Kicked us out.
Yeah, okay, so.
He wasn't great. Good evening.
Good.
By the way, notes are restored.
Evening.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
I don't want to remind you for my story. I was just reminding
you. Okay.
Big news, but in some ways not shocking news at all. Whitney Levitt from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives also was on Dancing with the Stars. Shockingly did not make it to the finale. People thought there might be something else going on here. Yeah, she just announced she's going to be on Broadway in Chicago the Musical as Roxy Hart. Much similar to how Ariana Maddox did years ago after doing Dancing with the Stars.
So this was a planned jumping off point?
People believe she could have made it to the finale, but that she left to begin rehearsals.
So did she leave on her own or did she just start crappy?
No, she got voted off, but
the timing of it was also weird because it was like at the point in the season where the episodes dropped where she was kind of the villain and it was kind of messy.
It's very
There's villains on this show?
On Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. They were simultaneously airing.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's going to be on Broadway and I am happy for her. She's amazing.
As long as we're in it, do you want to talk about the finale? Like, people be mad? Like, it's over for like.
It's pretty over. I sobbed.
Did you really?
The freestyles. Not at the winner.
Okay.
For some reason, Dylan and Daniela's freestyle just.
I was
seen
told
none of
hack.
I just wanted to. Yeah. Do you know who won?
That was a good one.
You don't?
No.
It's kind of touching.
No. One of the stars, maybe?
The one who won, his sister had won.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like years ago.
Yeah. Robert
Irwin.
Their
father is dead.
Steve Irwin's child.
Crikey.
He won.
Yeah, he won.
And the daughter had won
10 years ago, I think.
Well, it's 10 seasons ago.
It's probably six years.
Yes. Yeah. They get a couple in a year or whatever.
It was all very touching.
Did he deserve it to the girls who watched the show?
I didn't see the finale. I actually missed a lot of this. I just saw like clips on TikTok.
You gotta watch the finale dances. He was fabulous.
Was he Bobby Bones amount of good? Was he Emmett Smith amount
Bobby
of good?
Bobby Bones was not good. He was much better than Bobby Bones.
Oh, so Bobby, well, that's right. Bobby just won because of popularity.
Yeah. I think that some of the other girls, like Jordan Chiles, probably should have won, but Robert has the big story.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. I can't wait for next season.
I really should have used a nope on that
one. Yeah.
Well, you didn't.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Prince of Christmas, Macaulay Culkin, has spoken out, and he has said...
How is he the holdup? You don't get to just say things like that.
I think
that.
He kind of is, though. He's been the face
of... The Prince of Christmas.
Yeah, I think it works.
You say, of all the Christmas movies ever made, Home Alone is the pinnacle?
Well, yeah, probably.
I think I do.
No.
First off, It's a Wonderful Life is the best Christmas movie ever made.
Sure. Or Love Actually.
A Christmas Carol.
There's Christmas in the title.
Yeah, but which one?
I don't know.
So is Scrooge the Prince of Christmas?
It's more Christmas than Home Alone.
Home Alone just happens during Christmas. Yeah. It's like saying Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We're not opening that can of worms. Just because it happens during Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
And you agree with Macaulay Culkin because he was at a live event where he said Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie and he was booed at his own event
for
saying such outlandish things as you just said on the radio.
Did he? That was really your story for News or Note?
He says, some of you guys want to fight me? I'll meet you at the loading dock, but it's just a movie that's set at Christmas. If you said it at St. Patrick's Day, the exact same movie.
Yeah, and so is Home Alone.
Nope.
So is Home Alone.
How does he fight off the robbers? With ornaments.
So what? He just breaks some wine glasses. Like, it's the same difference. No, Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
No, but people wouldn't, if it wasn't Christmas, people would have noticed, like,
everyone's out of town.
School really would have had to, like, there would have been more things.
During
everyone
spring
was
break.
Locked in their house because they
could
were.
Could have been summer.
But the snow's a big part, the ice, you know,
no, but it could have just been a winter movie. I'm just saying, Macaulay, by the way, did you see that he changed his name?
He changed it a while ago as a part of a meme. It's Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
So when people walk up to him and say, are you Macaulay Culkin? He's like, no, but my middle name is.
What's his first name?
Macaulay.
What?
And then his middle name is Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
He could maybe just book a new job or something. Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. Get another role.
I agree with him about Die Hard, but he's got to own
it. I'm kind of sorry I brought him up.
All right. Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Something that we're kind of doing right now, Rage Bait has been named the word of the year. Congratulations.
Let's go!
It's two words. Yikes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.